saga meets the eastern sky.
The Jerk Magazine Podcast, connecting you with loved ones.
What's going on, Syracuse University? This is episode 6 of the Jerkcast. I'm Charlie. With me, I got Lakota.
Hi.
And Julia, like always.
Hey.
What's going on, guys? A whole lot, apparently. I'm glad we're on the radio. We're trying something new for once. Everybody's just staring at me like fucking dead eyes.
Sorry.
I'm a dead eye.
That's perfect.
We still want to talk to you, Charlie.
I mean, I'm great.
You're great.
I had a weekend.
I believe it. Did you? Why? What'd you do this weekend?
I was just really embarrassing this weekend. That always makes for good stories.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Like what? What was so embarrassing? Throw yourself under the bus, as you do so gracefully every week.
All the time. If you saw me at one of the bars this weekend in theme party garb, that was a treat for you.
What was this week's theme?
This week I was dressed as a nerdy alien, but I didn't have anything that really pointed to alien. I just was wearing glasses.
So you're just a nerd.
Yeah. I don't do theme parties well. The week before that, or 2 weekends before that, I was Egyptian.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah, I was reminded about that event.
What do you mean?
People came up to me like, oh, I loved your outfit last night at the bar. And I was like, I went to the bar.
Man. Man, that kind of sounds like
good times.
My weekend. I know, Lakota, you spent the weekend in Pennsylvania, as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I know I went back, but why would you?
Because my cousin had a baby.
Oh, I guess I know. I feel like a dick.
Why did you?
Yeah,
and I went to go visit her, and she's a baby. She's only 2 pounds, and she's little.
Well, congratulations on having a baby that isn't yours.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty nice. And then I, like, ate a shit ton of...
Well, it's like whenever you go out, like, I went home. Like, I've been trying to eat better, kind of. Not so much. I've been trying to drink less, actually. And then I went home. And then, of course, whenever you go home, all your friends want to do is go out and go back to your hometown bars. So I spent my weekend inebriated, which is fine. I had a DD.
Which is... That's all you need.
Actually, I did. I went to a haunted house last night, though, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
That was the worst, is what it was, because I'm a big pansy.
Did you have your eyes open the whole time?
No! Of course not.
Charlie,
I always put someone bigger in front of me, and I close my eyes and just, like, follow them.
All right. I went with, it was me, my brother Adam, my friend Zach, and his girlfriend, maybe? Jamie. And my brother's bigger than I am. He's a big dude. He's fucking just... He's big, okay? I was in front of my brother, who was last, and behind the girl, Jamie. Just terrified.
Wow,
I hate
the girl.
I was.
Damn.
I am just a bitch when it comes to haunted houses.
Okay, you have, like, tattoos.
I do.
And you scare people.
I
and
do.
Very deceiving.
Yeah, this is. Like, do you sleep with the night?
And you don't like needles.
I don't like... Motherfucker, that was just for the jerk meeting.
You confuse me.
But what, like, what it's, the place is in, it's called the Fright Factory in South Philadelphia. Essentially, it's 4 different haunted houses in one. And
what?
Each one, yeah, it's huge. It took an hour to get through, it took about 20 minutes each to get through each one. The first theme wasn't so bad, it was like a laboratory theme and you walk through it and stuff. It's all people jumping out at you, which is fine. Unless you're me, because
I don't like that.
And the first one wasn't so bad, because, like, it's a little bit brighter, since they have the laboratory theme, so everything's, like, white and stuff. So I was actually able to see the attractions, you know, like the examining table and stuff like that. And then we get to the next one, and what they do is they turn it into, like, a show. So, like, they usher you into this room, and you're behind bars, and it looks like you're in an insane asylum. And then a guy comes out on the other side, and he's talking to you like you're in the insane asylum. And they do, like, this whole show that goes on for, like, 10 minutes. And, like, the lights go out, the guy gets murdered, lights come on, there's a dude standing next to you. It scared the fuck out of me, and that was it. That was over from there. We got ushered into it turns into a maze. Like, it's not even one that you just walk through. You have to figure out your way through here. And the way I do it is I look down at the ground and go as fast as I can. Because I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it.
Did you run into a few walls?
I ran into people, which is even worse. Like, the creepy monsters. Because at one point, it was just so dark, and I was, like I said, I was in the middle behind a girl. I had my hand on her, And then at one point it wasn't her because I felt like weird, nasty, scraggly hair. And then it was just, it was over.
What?
It was over. And that was just the first of the four haunted houses. Yeah. Like, I just don't do it. I just don't do it. But if you're into that kind of, I would do it again. I'd go through it again. Like, I just like terrifying myself. Like, we talk about, I have tattoos and I hate needles. I go to haunted houses and I don't like being scared. I don't know.
It's fun on the other side. I used to work at a haunted house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And, like, scaring people with my little brother. He was only, like, 8 years old, and he would, like, play the, like, victim and stuff, and then he ended up being the killer. Like, it was so much fun. Like, scaring the hell out of people. And then there was, like, this asshole that would be like, oh, you're so scary. I'm like, then why did you come here if you're not afraid of me? Be afraid of me.
Yeah. Like, those people are the worst. Like, my brother kind of does that because he's younger. He's 18 or 19. Actually, his birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday, Adam. You don't listen, but
we'll
get, fuck
birthday.
It. Yeah. Maybe he'll listen to this one because he got a shout out. But his birthday's tomorrow, and he's one of those kids that goes through and like yells at the actors, and it's like, dude, don't be a dick. Like, he does it because he's scared, and he's a big pansy too. But it was fun though. The actors were cool. Like when you're standing in line to go to each one, they would come around and try and scare you and stuff. But it was a good time. So if you're in Philadelphia within the next month and a half, the Fright Factory. And if you're a college student, it's only $15.
Oh, okay, I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get you to go.
I had too much to do.
Yeah.
It was just...
So I'm a little tired. Did a lot of driving.
How long of a drive is it?
To Philadelphia, it's...
2 hours.
Well, from Scranton. Boy. Not from here. It's like 5.
Well, yeah, from here.
Yeah, from Syracuse, it's 5.
Yeah.
From where me and Lakota were, it's about 2. But... I was back home, so it was not a 5-hour drive because that would have been the worst, the absolute worst. Mm-mm. But there is pictures of me at the haunted house up on Facebook.
Oh my God, we should leave them.
They're definitely there. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about not putting them up on Facebook though, because I mean everybody knows that you're not supposed to be putting up any kind of pictures or anything like that on Facebook because you know if you're out looking for a job, your employers are going to creep you on Facebook.
Exactly.
It's just the way it is.
People know that you're afraid of haunted houses. Like, then
yeah.
There's a problem right there. You're like behind like 8 other people.
Yeah. One of which being a female. Smaller
than I.
I've heard
that some people in interviews, like companies are asking for your password in the interview.
What?
And I mean, you can't. No, yeah, I read this up.
Really?
You can decline to give them your password, but I mean, that looks kind of bad on you if you say no.
But what if somebody uses the same password for everything? Then what? Why would
I
give
mean,
you? I mean, I'm not. Here's my password
know.
To
That's
my
what I
my banking information, my credit card information.
But so. I mean, who puts their password for everything? Do people do that? Is that a thing?
I do. I have the same password for everything.
I have 2 passwords.
Whoops. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So I will not be ever doing that. I don't know. That's just. I mean, everybody. You shouldn't do that kind of stuff. And like, it kind of crosses my mind. And then. Like, I don't care though. That's the thing. Like, I feel like Facebook has enough privacy settings that if you don't want people seeing your stuff, they're not going to see it. That's just me though. I put up all kinds of junk and pictures.
I feel like old people tell me otherwise. They're like, oh no, they can go in and blah blah blah, and I'm like, you don't know Facebook. Shut up.
But do they though? I don't have any.
I don't think so. I think like older generations think that companies have this power over Facebook. They think they own Facebook. I don't know.
Well, there was a lady that was, it's about 3 years ago, and it was in the New York Times. She got fired because she was, like, a teacher, and there was, like, one photo of her doing a keg stand. Like,
I remember that.
Yeah, and then she was fired, and, like, no one else has hired her since.
Keg stands.
Teacher's doing keg stands.
I just did my first keg stand, but I didn't take
a
picture of it, yeah.
Did you win?
You didn't take a picture?
No. Oh, my gosh, no, because I know someone would put it on Facebook or Twitter and be like, oh,
so you are
this
worried
bitch.
About it.
Yeah.
Do you have your parents on Facebook or Twitter?
I have my grandma on Facebook.
Ooh.
Does she know how to use it?
She does.
Does she
hey, grandma.
Oh, I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Oh, she does. She's so proud of me.
I bet.
She also has an iPhone. I don't have
how
an
old is your grandma?
Damn.
She's like 70-something.
So she's not even that old, comparatively.
No.
I mean,
she's just really cool. And she has the awesomest accent.
Where's she from?
Italy.
Okay.
Of course.
I know you have your mom on Facebook, Lakota.
I don't have her on Facebook.
You're lies.
I don't. We have, well, I did, and then I blocked her. Sorry,
oh,
Mom.
Wow.
And then I blocked my dad off all Facebook, off Twitter, off Instagram, and he knows this. So, hi, Dad, if you're actually listening to this, I'm sorry.
See, I have my dad. My mom has Facebook, but never uses it, and I do have my dad on Facebook. And, like, I don't care. Like, that's cool.
what I think a lot of students are, like, or just people in general, afraid of adding their parents. Because I know plenty of people that, like, block their stuff, have to watch their pictures. Like, my mom knows, like, my college life, but, like, my dad, I feel like, would have a different perspective on things. Like, if my boyfriend commented on something and said, oh, yeah, heart, or something like that, then my dad would literally write, like, an essay on bitching at him and how he would threaten him. So it's, like, it's not something I want to deal with, social networking, because I don't want to have to be a huge factor in my life of what I need to post or what I need to upload. Like, it's just, it's too much work that shouldn't go.
So it's just easier not to have your pops on there.
Yeah. Our parents would know.
I would post something, like, I'll use a swear word, God forbid. My mom will post, like, language with a sad face. I'm like, oh, my God. And she'll call me. She'll be like, your cousins in Canada are watching and blah, blah, blah. And they're going to judge you. And I'm like, I don't
care.
And
it's, like, a whole other story. It's literally, that's what happens. Just do not.
See, I just delete my dad's comments that I don't like. I'm like, yeah.
See,
I don't
but
think
that's
so,
that. Oh, my God. That would create a storm. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it on multiple occasions, but, you know, that's a problem. Like, it's cool that my dad knows how to use technology because, you know, most older folks just don't get it. So when you have that one in your family that does, like, it's like you don't want to tell them not to, and you don't want to tell them what to do with it. But at the same time, stay off my shit.
Yeah. Get off it.
Yeah. Because I have family members that they'll write me, they'll talk to me in comments of a random, like, thing that I'll put up. Like, I'll put up a picture of, I don't know, cake.
You had a haunted house.
Yeah. It made a well, that happened, actually. On the haunted house picture, this cousin that I've never met, I don't know why I'm friends with because I don't know him, commented on it, and I'm just like, why? And he's starting a different conversation. Like, I don't understand. But it's, you know, I guess I'd rather have family do that than fucking people vague booking all over the place.
Oh,
so,
vague booking. Not even. Oh, my God.
I don't know. I didn't know what this was until recently. I mean, I've known what it was because I've seen it, and it's been one of those things where I either unfriend that person. Actually, I don't go that far because I need to keep my friend count high, you know?
I mean, you just have to X out so that they don't appear on your wall.
Yes, exactly. I just realized that you can do that.
But you can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I've deleted people.
If you...
That's probably the better alternative, honestly.
Oh, my God. I just don't like those feeds of, like, oh, like, feeling really sad, don't want to move anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, dude, no one cares about your life. Just clearly you're posting on Facebook for people to care about your life, but no one does. That's why no one loves you.
My favorite, though, is text if you care or like if you care.
Like my status,
really?
I don't know. I try not to see it too often. I mean, I also don't really look at Facebook. When I get on Facebook, like, I use Facebook as new AIM. I don't know. You guys don't even know what AIM is, do you?
Yeah, well, it's a messenger.
Okay, you do.
Hello.
Lakota's looking at me like I'm fucking nuts.
Wait, yeah.
You don't know what AIM is?
She's
oh my
also
God,
3
I'm
years.
Old?
Yeah,
what?
You're in my generation. Sup? Hey. Welcome to it.
Instant Messenger?
AOL Instant Messenger.
Like.
Oh
holy
my gosh.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
It's Facebook
I
Messenger.
I just had that moment. I didn't think that would happen for another couple of years.
So she doesn't know about away messages? She doesn't know.
Away messages?
Yeah, see?
Oh no.
See, I know something you don't. Come at me.
Well, you know what? Go find yourself.
So. The screen names were ridiculous. Like, there would be, like, cheer QT. And, like,
what is that?
I can't even.
She doesn't even know what a screen name is.
Like, wow. Something in, like a MySpace, like, name?
It's
sorry,
okay.
Am I missing something? Right. Like,
so, here, I'm going to fuck you up with some truth right here. AOL Instant Messenger, you know how you have Facebook Messenger?
Yeah.
Think about that, but not integrated into any social networking. It's nothing but instant messaging between two people.
Oh, that's annoying.
Well, that's how people communicated on the internet.
Oh my gosh, AIM still exists.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God, since 1997. What?
You can integrate it into your Facebook now and talk to people through your AIM.
But why would you do
Facebook.
That if you just
wait,
have
like
Facebook?
Skype?
Close. You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. People use fake names and they can have away messages.
Oh, fake names.
Like internet handles. What was your internet handle? Your screen name.
Buffalo?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's what it is now.
Mine ranged. I did have cheer QT, so.
That was you?
That was me.
Oh, man. What a dork.
Something Italian, probably. But it ended up being Julia with, like, 3 H's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so, like, like MSN Messenger.
Yes, think
oh,
of MSN.
Yeah, but it was like. Okay.
But it was
yeah.
owned by AOL and not Microsoft.
Microsoft's better. I hated.
Well, AIM.
AOL.
Because you didn't even know what it was. So
well, I hated just, AOL. I didn't know what AIM was.
Though. Well, it's their instant messenger. It's the same exact thing as MSN. What? I wish I could remember mine. Mine was... I think it was Empty Promises or something really emo like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emo shit. Or,
yeah.
And how old were you when this happened?
Oh, man. This was...
18?
It was last year. No, it wasn't last year. Don't look at me like that.
AIM was really fun. I liked changing the colors and my font and all that stuff. Right, and
you
and making the coolest, deepest profiles with all the cool lyrics that I knew from all my emo songs.
Hold on, now I need to...
See, I feel like AIM away messages were like the predecessor or the, you know, the original vague booking. Like,
absolutely.
Lakota has no idea what we're talking about, but it's essentially the same thing. It would just be some emo, like, give me attention... status about what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find you an example. There's a whole Twitter feed that is nothing but old aim away messages.
But it would be like your day-to-day routine. It'd be like waking up at 9, going to breakfast, doing this, doing that. And it would last for like a paragraph. And it's like looking back, it's like, why did I ever do that? I did that. But like, why did I ever do that? No one cares.
They did though, because that's how we used to communicate. I mean,
true,
you weren't
true.
Talking to random people on the internet. You were talking to, you know.
But then you would talk to random people on the internet.
The chat rooms?
Oh, my God, yeah. There was this one that me and my friend would go on, like, as a joke. And the amount of ASLs we would get. Yeah. Age, sex, location, what up?
Man.
It was hilarious.
Oh, okay. I'm catching on to this. So there's one that AIM away message that says, I cannot... talk on the computer right now. Well, actually, I can talk on the computer right now. I mean, I'm at the computer now writing this message.
Right, see, it's just
I'm
silly
doing...
things people would post.
This is stupid.
That's essentially the same thing that vague booking is now, just random stuff that... And then, when you had your away message up, it would tell you how many people messaged you, so it's just, like, notifications. I feel like I'm having a revelation that Facebook ripped off a bunch of shit from AIM Instant
Messenger.
Oh, you
didn't put that together before?
No, I didn't, because I just started thinking about...
Zuckerberg knows what he's doing.
Apparently.
Wow. Except you can't customize Facebook like you could with AIM or MySpace.
I loved MySpace.
All my time on MySpace just went to customizing and uploading like icons and different backgrounds and making my pictures
look super cute. MySpace was more like AIM then because you could do that.
No.
You could add colors.
Well, in that sense, but you couldn't, like, instantly chat with people. It would be in messages.
On MySpace? Did that come
eventually,
later? I never used it.
That was later on, but, like, when it first started, it was just, you would post bulletins, and it would it was kind of an away message sort of thing, but not really.
I see. I found a perfect example of an away message that would count as a vague book. It's from just some random Twitter feed, and it's... The Twitter feed is called your away message, and it's just old away messages that people used to post, and it kind of transcends boundaries. Here's to goodbye. Tomorrow's gonna come too soon. Heartbroken and can't stop crying.
Oh no!
I hate people.
That's a vague awful. Book. That's an away message. That's a MySpace bulletin.
That's ridiculous.
That's people crying for attention. And I think it's weird to me because, I mean, I post dumb shit on Facebook.
It was treated more like a diary, I think.
AIM?
A diary?
Or Facebook.
Or,
well,
I think
all
both.
Of it, really.
Away messages, statuses.
Profiles.
Blogs, like.
Live journal.
Live journal.
You don't
remember
live journal either, do you?
No.
Oh my
I
god, I'm so
you're
old.
You're like 2 years too young.
I'm not young.
You're 19, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 2 years too young.
That's so strange.
You just missed live journals. I hadn't thought about live journals in a long time till just now.
Live journal? Oh, don't tell me.
It's an online diary.
Oh, my God. People are pathetic. Like,
nah, it's the internet, man.
It's ridiculous.
I never had a live journal, but I could creep on them because it was the only site in my computers at school that we were allowed to look on, so I would creep on everyone else's during class.
They actually let you on live journals and... high school?
I don't think they knew what it was. Like, everything else was blocked, but LiveJournal.
We figured out a way to get into MySpace. There was, like, another...
The portal sites or whatever.
So
where you could bypass everything.
Yeah. And then we'd be on MySpace, and then they eventually caught on to that, too.
And then they just bring down the ban hammer, and that's it. It's over with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just weird. We just chronicled the life of social networking in 5 minutes on the internet.
Damn.
AIM to MySpace. What am I missing? There's probably more.
MySpace to Facebook to Twitter.
I feel like they're one and the same, though, because you can link them together. I feel like if you can integrate it,
well,
it's
Twitter
not different.
Twitter is, like, just people ranting, and I feel like that kind of...
Like election class?
You want to diss us right now?
I'm not dissing. I'm just saying.
I mean, like, with Facebook, it's, like, Facebook statuses. Like, I used to post the shit that I post on Twitter now on Facebook. So it would be, like, consistent Facebook feeds. And then I think that's how it got popular.
You linked yours together and just started using both?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I started using Twitter now. Like, I hardly update my status, only if it's, like, something, like, funny or hilarious or you want people to laugh at me.
Cause... I wonder how that works, because I do the opposite, actually, because I don't... Nobody follows me on Twitter. I mean...
It's because nobody loves you.
It's possible. And I have stupid names like Stealthy Buffalo.
And because you don't go here, so...
I don't know anybody. The five people in this room are the people I know on this campus.
Are you...
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay. I got a little worried.
Yeah, it's... Kind of sarcastic.
You have no friends. You need to post a vague message.
According to Facebook, I have 356 friends.
You have 56 friends?
356.
Oh.
356.
Remember when that mattered in MySpace, though? How many friends you had?
Your top eight people
and
get
also,
pissed
like,
about?
Oh, comments, my God. Like, oh, I have 1,000 comments. How many do you have?
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
The top eight was a joke.
MySpace is actually still around. I don't know.
It's used more now for music.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's about all it is.
Because Taylor Swift, like, a bunch of people got, like, famous through MySpace.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift being, like, the mean person that did. But, I mean, like, you didn't know that? She, like, got
really?
A bunch of people. Yeah, she got a bunch of people on MySpace. And then she was like, oh, I'm going to perform at Walmart. Out of all places. Performed at Walmart. Then after that, she became huge. Like, there was a recording person there. Or, like, a, I don't know what you'd call them. A producer there. And he fell in love with her. And now she's signed. And now she makes huge ass songs. And dates Jake Gyllenhaal and writes songs about him.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
I know.
Oh,
and
my
did you
God.
Hear...
The Sorry. Fuck just happened?
He's so pretty.
He is.
Has anybody ever gotten Facebook famous?
Facebook famous? I've been.
I just coined that term. I think I just made up. Did I just make a word?
I don't know about Facebook famous. I think it probably started somewhere else. Like,
I use okay.
Facebook famous. I'm
right.
fucking awesome.
This is there's a MySpace famous.
Yes.
And I used to be a little scene kid, and used to.
You made
my
fun
head.
Of me for being emo.
I know.
I if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't know what emo was. I was part of the scene before you knew what scene was.
Yeah. Well, we were scene. Well, me and my friend were scene, and then we got up to like 3,000 friends, and then we were on someone's YouTube video on Scene Queens.
All right. I don't know what Scene Queens is, but
there was like a YouTube video where they show all the Scene Queens or something. And one time, me and Derry, well, my best friend Derry, if you're listening to this, shout out. We were on there, and then there was a little video that popped up, and our faces were on there, and it's like. Like Dairy Star and Look at a Sky.
This website still exists. Scene
they
Queens.
They also had like those
Scene Queens. It's not
photo.
A website. They probably made a website off of this, but
it's
originally started with MySpace.
It's a website. Now, anyway.
Scene Queens?
Yeah. Scene Queens. Well, I just Google imaged it. And yeah. You were on this, huh?
Hmm? Yes. Well, I wasn't on the scene. Oh, I wonder if I can actually.
But yeah, if Facebook famous, anybody, can you think of anybody Facebook famous?
Let's,
I
can't.
I can't.
I feel like they
YouTube,
all use some other
MySpace.
Form. Yeah, exactly. Like YouTube would launch like video careers. Like think Jenna Marbles, who was just featured on
like
the blogger.
She is from Rochester, New York.
No
Fun
shit.
Fact.
Did she go to RIT?
She went to Brighton High School, and then she went to Boston. But
oh, she went to Boston.
Rochester,
yeah.
Hello.
I don't know what that means. I know where Rochester is. Isn't there like a museum
the
there?
City ever.
There's a video
my
game
house
museum
is there.
Right?
Like big.
There's
deal.
A video game museum there.
Really?
The Play museum at the institute. Yeah, I've been meaning to go out there. But yeah, like YouTube. I can't think of anybody who's just been famous because you or Facebook. So you, like
yeah,
these people need to have
to
one
that.
Because
you need
know,
other things to be Facebook famous. Like
you need to be famous elsewhere to be.
Yeah.
That's strange. It's a strange thing to think about. Facebook is the biggest place for social media, and, like, nobody's just blowing up because of it. Like,
right.
It's just, I don't know. To me, that's weird. I feel like if you're going to reach the most people, maybe I just don't understand social media enough. You're the one that's taking a social media class. Help me.
Well, it's social media and politics, so it's a completely different...
Is it, though? I mean, Obama has 28 million fucking people following him between the different mediums. So how did I mean he's the president, it helps. It
yeah,
helps a little
it
bit.
It helps to be.
But president. What did like is his Facebook page his biggest thing? Is his Twitter page his biggest thing? Like,
his Twitter page is the biggest out of all of them. Facebook, when he first came up like being, you know, a candidate in 2008, his Facebook was what, you know, like brought him up more because that's what, like, everyone focused on was his Facebook. But then he started using Twitter more, and, like, he made this thing called, like, My Barack Obama, where you could Facebook share, Facebook Twitter. It's pretty much like a MySpace, but for Barack Obama. So he...
It's just for him?
Just for him, and about his ideas, what he's doing. So he was really inclined with, you know, social media and, like, wanting to do all of these things. And so he was kind of, like, the social media president. And so in terms of social media, like, you know, once they heard that he was a candidate, people started adding him, like, and started following him on Twitter just to hear his ideas and, you know, get a better aspect, to get a more personal level than just, oh, this is a candidate that we're watching on TV. But it's, like, rather, like, he's, like, posting, well, he's apparently posting it himself and stuff. So it was a different level, not necessarily just being Facebook famous, but
right.
He grew because he is a candidate. But. Right.
I mean, that obviously helps, but I don't know. I guess it's just there's not enough ways to get your stuff out there just because of Facebook.
I think my favorite thing about Facebook, though, is watching all the people from high school and what they've become and habit become. Yes. Because it's, okay, all the girls in high school that I was like, oh, I wish I looked like them. They're so pretty, tan, like, fake
duck
hair.
Faced.
They are so gross looking now and scary. Like, they look like they aged about 20 years. Some of them have kids. I don't know, but...
Why are you friends, like... Not you specifically, but why be friends with these people?
I've been deleting people left and right.
Oh, yeah, you're actually cleansing your Facebook?
Yeah, because I can't look at it anymore. But I don't know. I think as an ego boost, it's kind of nice to have once in a while. Like, oh, you're pregnant again? Cool.
I'm not there yet.
Right?
I feel like Facebook has redefined what a friend actually is. Because, I mean,
yeah.
You're friends with people that you're not. I mean, I don't know all 300 and some odd, however many people I have on my Facebook.
I have no idea.
Yeah, my Twitter count of, like, 70 is more close to the people I actually care about.
Considering half my Twitter people are, like, celebrities, I can't really say the same.
Really? I don't follow celebrities. I can't do it.
Some of them have some really awesome things. Will Ferrell, Steve Carell tweets some quality stuff.
You guys who know who Kevin Smith is, right?
Someone I went to high
so
school
familiar.
With.
That sounds familiar. Wait. It sounds familiar. I can't remember. Off the top of my head. Sorry.
Just so everybody knows, this is the last episode of the Jerkcast anybody will ever hear. Kevin Smith, Jason and Bob, Chasing Amy.
Okay, there we go. See, I knew it was. It sounded familiar.
Man.
I know.
So this is going to fall on deaf ears, but yeah, he is just a whore on Twitter, and he's what ruined me for celebrities on Twitter, because he literally posts all day, every day, because he's a director that's not working. So I can't do it, and he would just fill up my feed. So I just don't do celebrities. If I want to learn about celebrities, I'll Google them, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big celebrity guy.
Well, there was Perez Hilton.
Who's that?
Oh, I can't follow him, though.
Why?
I don't know. Something about him really irritates me, and I can't put my finger on it.
Does he vague book?
No, he's very straightforward.
Okay.
He's like another... It's just like he... celebrity gossip person, but I mean,
I
some
see.
Things.
Oh, well, fair enough.
Still on scene, Queens.
So, I kind of feel like Instagram is, like, the uncharted territory of social media still, because, like, I have it. I mean...
Really? I feel like a lot of people are getting into it. A lot of girls.
But,
yeah, selfies.
A lot of girls.
Okay, you're right. It is mostly chicks, but here, like, the reason I say that is, like, I don't feel like it's as mediated as Twitter and Facebook when it comes to, like, the mainstream. Because I go on there and I scroll through my stuff. I'll see pictures of, like, my friends, like, ripping bong hits. It's like, they're just out there with what they're doing on it.
Yeah.
Which I feel like... I'm not sure you want that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I think it's very up and coming. A lot of companies are starting to use it.
Because that's the easiest, like... Instead of, like,
especially since
Facebook
owns it, right?
Yeah, and Instagram is, like, on there.
Facebook
you don't...
owns it?
Yeah, Facebook bought it for $1 billion. $1 billion.
If only I had $1 billion.
I wouldn't buy Instagram.
All my problems would be solved.
Right? You'd be able to pay this tuition.
Yeah, right?
And then some.
My parking tickets.
Right?
I want them to be charged through my slaves. That's all I want.
Like,
in life.
I just, I don't know. Like, I feel like I see a lot more, like, just brutal stuff on. I guess brutal's a little harsher word, but like I said, just people doing drugs. Fucking, like, my 18-year-old cousin, she, you know, goes in the clubs in New York City drinking, and, like, she posts, like, pictures of her fake ID on there and stuff. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
that's dumb.
Facebook owns it, and when Facebook, like, when you post pictures on Facebook, like, they literally own it. You give them license to use your pictures any way you want. So
wait, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember reading that.
But, I mean, if they want to make me famous, go ahead.
I feel like the majority of the people probably don't, like, nobody wants to see your drunken keg stand. Julia, no. So I don't think you have to worry about anybody
taking
that.
Like no one took a picture.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, there was, like, photos of, like, Rihanna ripping, like, Coke or whatever off this guy's bald head. Like,
really?
During Coachella. Like,
I don't know. What's Coachella? God. I know we talk, like, never
this
mind.
This is why I don't like Rihanna.
This is why I don't like you, Charlie.
I'm not a girl, and I'm old. I don't know what that means.
Well, Coachella is, like,
that old.
No,
I'm old enough to not
know
what Coachella is.
Coachella's been going on for about 20
and
years.
And it's not my, oh.
You
well,
have no excuse.
It's also not my thing either, I'd imagine, because it has the word coach in it, which makes me think expensive.
No, it's, well, it is probably expensive, but it's like a 3-day concert in California.
Oh.
Like, fun.
Rave?
It's not a rave. It's like.
Dayglow?
Indie. Like the Hives play the Black Keys.
Why don't I know this then?
Yeah, it's like Lollapalooza, but better, and in California.
Mm, California's a good place.
Yeah, but no, Rihanna was there, and like. You know, who's that swimmer dude? That
Michael Phelps?
Like, Michael Phelps got in trouble for ripping a bong, like, and it was posted
this
on Instagram.
I thought that was just on Facebook. That wasn't on Instagram.
I think it was on Instagram.
I think you're wrong.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
Somebody
should
email us
and tell
us. The photo was Instagram. Yes.
And let us know who was right. This is an epic battle.
This is an epic battle.
If I lose, I'll let Lakota punch me in the face on the air.
Oh, my God. I don't even care.
She didn't get into a fight this week. So
I know.
That's how confident I am, though. I'm pretty confident it wasn't on Facebook. And Michael Phelps, you know, I don't know. I just feel like people aren't as tame with Instagram as they are their other stuff. And but then again, at the same time, I guess they're not really.
At the same time, I think that there's like, they think it's secret because it's like you follow the people and then like you know who's following you. It's kind of like Twitter, but like anybody can like roll up on your Instagram. Like regardless if you have a phone or not, you can do it on your computer. Like, oh, look up, you know.
Especially when they start hashtagging things, you can find
anything.
Literally. Yeah. And, like, the people that don't get hashtagging, who hashtag on their Facebooks, it's like, it doesn't work here, dude. You can't search.
Oh, I do that.
Do you? Yeah,
I'm
but is your stuff, is it linked, though? Mm-mm. So you just don't know how to use social media.
I think
media.
I'm funny.
Oh, you're not.
I'm not at all.
I'm calling you out right here.
Julia is not funny.
Well, with that being said, I think we're going to call it because we've established that Julia's not funny, and that
yeah.
was the whole point of this episode.
Julia.
Sorry, guys. Hate to disappoint.
Yeah, it happens. All right, so, yep, you need to email us and tell us who's right between me and Lakota. And I need factual evidence. I need, like, a CNN thing.
We need
I want the
shit.
Picture, actually. I haven't seen that picture in a long time. And I know I can find it on my own, but
yeah,
this is
but
work
this will
for
be, this
people.
This will be fun. And we can record this, too. If I am right, please send us, and then I will send you a video of me punching Charlie in the face.
Please email
Yeah,
us.
Please email.
Man, I get such hate. And you send that email to podcast@jerkmagazine.net. You can follow me on Twitter. Actually, we should probably give the Jerk's Twitter first. I'm arrogant. Follow the Jerk Twitter @JerkMagazine. You can follow me @StealthyBuffalo. Lakota is at
Miss Lakota Sky.
Yep, which is easy. And then Julia's.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Spell it out right.
It's Julia Fuino. It's F as in Frank, U-I-N-O.
F as in Frank.
Word. So that's it for us, guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
See ya.